Okay, one, two. I'll just speak into that. It's my screen's not very good, so it is legit, don't worry. Okay, so I'm outside St. Paul's Cathedral, just arrived. I'm here with a guy called Dan. I've just found him with a sign talking about St. Paul's Cathedral and obviously, yeah, the attitude, perceived attitude of Christians towards the protest that's going on outside here. Dan, first of all, where are you from?
I've travelled down today from King's Lynn in Norfolk, but I'm originally from Hereford in the West Country. That's why if you hear this accent, it's not a King's Lynn accent, so I'm just clarifying that, because otherwise people might think, that ain't a King's Lynn accent. No, it's a Hereford accent.
Cool.
But I hope so. I hope that clarifies it.
Yeah. Why have you come today?
I've come primarily because what I perceive and what I believe that's been happening in society is that a very few people that monopolise the laws, etc., the water companies, electrical companies, people in power, they seem to have all the power and they just seem to want more and more wealth. Well, when there was a problem with the banks and they collapsed and we had to bail them out, we had to pay for it. But when they make a lot of success and make billions and billions of pounds, they keep all the money to themselves. They hoard it all. When they make a mistake, we pay for it. But when they're successful and they're so-called brilliant people, they keep all the money. So I don't kind of understand that kind of logic. So that's kind of my point of view.
Okay, cool. Well, we're outside St. Paul's, and I know we've just been talking about, obviously, the attitudes of the church and stuff. How has this protest, obviously, on the steps of such an iconic building, as you said, how has that changed your perception of the church, or has it at all?
It's not changed my perception that much, because I knew when push came to shove that the church would side with the establishment, because they are basically are part of the establishment, and you have the Queen of England, and it's all tied in with the church, isn't it? I was very impressed with the chap who resigns.
Yep.
I thought that showed what a real principled person is. I mean, everyone can talk the talk, and a lot, and especially in the church, but very few people walk it and show their true colours. And I've got nothing but respect and admiration for that man. And that, to me, shows the example of what I would imagine a real Christian to be.
Fantastic. Yeah. Well, thanks very much for your time, Dan.
It's a pleasure.
Thank you.